It's been raining all night. Is it wise to take the children out in this? She said, straightening up. Frowning, she glanced out of the kitchen window, which was peppered with raindrops. Trudy wasn't to be deterred. I can see it stopped. And we won't be gone long. We're only going down to the canal to feed the ducks. A 5-minute walk away, that was all. You know what I think about that, don't you? Her mother glanced quickly at the children, then back to Trudy with a meaningful look. Neither of them liked to say too much in front of the children, and Trudy was grateful for it. Trudy pretended to be distracted by straightening the collar of Rosie's coat, though it didn't need it. Mother, you worry too much, she murmured. Then her eye was caught by Louisa, who, quiet as a mouse, had come to stand beside her. Louisa, Trudy said with a bright smile, hoping Louisa would return it. But the older girl simply stared back, her large dark eyes watchful. Trudy went to the bread bin and filled a small paper bag with a few crusts from the remains of yesterday's loaf of bread. Louisa, will you carry the duck bread? She said softly, and pressed the bag into her hand. Finally, Louisa's solemn face broke into a smile.